Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to this week's Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, your host this week, since Chuck is on location in Phoenix at the National Biodiesel Conference. First, I'd like to thank our Zimcast sponsor, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, for their support of this weekly program. And our program this week features Mike Deering, Communications Director with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We spent some time with Mike last week at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver. Wanted to do the interview out there, but Mike was really pretty busy, so we had to wait till we got back and do the interview over the phone, which was just fine because we talked a little bit about what NCBA is doing as far as social media is concerned, communications, and working with all types of media. Now, Mike, you've been communications director out with the NCBA in Washington, D.C. for how long now?
Not too long, really, just since May. So that'd be, what, 8 months, 9 months? I guess I've lost count.
And before that, we got to know you when you were with the U.S. Grains Council in Washington. And what I've been impressed with as I've you're a young guy, much younger than we are, and you've really got this whole social media down. You were doing a great job at the Grains Council and really have done a fabulous job since you started with NCBA. Tell me some of the things that you've done communications-wise, especially with social media, since you came on with NCBA.
Well, from a social media front, first of all, well, you guys do an outstanding job on that, and that's where I got my training, was from Chuck Zimmerman, your husband, and that kind of introduced me to the whole concept and the importance of it in terms of agricultural advocacy and reaching a broader audience as well as reaching the agricultural community, the viral aspects of it from the ground up. Since started here at NCBA, they really weren't doing anything, but we implemented the Facebook page, which is getting a lot of traction, Twitter, also created a blog, BeltwayBeef.com. That blog gets tremendous traction, and we're able to keep it updated daily and able to reach people with a lot of information that's not necessarily worthy of a news release, those kind of things. We're also doing a podcast, and we're planning on doing a regular weekly radio broadcast as well. So just all facets of the social media. There's I guess our main focus has been on the blog and on Twitter and on Facebook, but we're going to start hitting the audio a lot harder as well.
Well, let's talk about the blog, because when we were at NCBA, and again, you started this blog when you got there. I think it's a really nice blog. It's very simple and clean and has a lot of good stuff on it. But what I was really interested there is in the media room, you had some good information about the blog, and you called it Beltway Beef. It's more than a blog.
Yeah, we did. We're trying to get more traction to it, trying to let more people know about it. And it is, I mean, the traction is really growing daily, to be quite honest with you. But we're trying to let people know that it's not just a blog, and we're trying to make this an all-encompassing thing with all the social media fronts. This is kind of like our social media brand now. Our Twitter name or username is Beltway Beef. Facebook is Beltway Beef. YouTube, Beltway Beef, all the way around. So we're trying to make it a common trend so people don't have to remember a lot of different things, trying to put it under one umbrella, so to speak. And also, we're also combining now that brand with the traditional media as well. We had a newsletter that wasn't very strong. It had a lot of duplicated information in it, so we created a new one, Beltway Beef, and that newsletter goes out weekly now every Thursday. And it gets a lot more coverage in the media and a lot more feedback from our membership base, which is really our true audience. That's who we want to talk to inform, to motivate, and to activate them to make their calls to congressmen and senators and to fight for this industry that we all love. So we're not only doing it just from the social media front, but we're combining the traditional as well. And I think that's an important note. I'm a huge advocate of social media and this new media, as we call it, I guess. But we can't forget the traditional as well. And finding that good balance and mixing the two, I feel, is extremely important.
Well, and that's a great brand, because we think of NCBA as being located in Denver. And we have, it's the policy arm of the Cattlemen's Association for the Cattlemen. And so that really brands you as being different than the checkoff arm of the beef cattle industry, right?
Well, that was kind of a big point of it, because we've kind of, in this office, kind of lost, very, very small staff, run a very tight ship and kind of lost their identity out there in the big mix of things. And a lot of misconceptions were out there, and so this was a way to say, hey, this is different. We're fighting on Capitol Hill, marching the halls of Congress, and informing congressmen and senators on a day-to-day basis what U.S. farmers and ranchers are doing in this industry, in the beef industry, but in all of agriculture, really, to create a sustainable industry that's environmentally friendly, that creates an atmosphere that will allow future generations to come on board, but also to provide the safest and most affordable food supply in the world. So we want to let them know that this office is doing something a little bit different. We have a little bit of identity, but we're still NCBA, and we're NCBA all the way.
And speaking of your small staff, Mary Geiger, great person.
Yeah.
She was wonderful, and both of you were really working hard out at the Cattle Industry Conference in Denver. It seems like you were turning out more, the two of you, than we've ever seen come out of that convention. It was your first convention. What'd you think about it?
You know, it was a lot more intense than the Grains Council convention, and we sent out 20 news releases, tons of audio, video as well, lots of blog posts, and you folks did a great job as well in getting us, as I call it, Google juice, getting us out there online and getting us in front of the public, and as AgWire always does. I mean, when you do a Google search for anything, AgWire is always the first to pop up. So we appreciated your work as well. But yeah, we're both farm people, Mary and I both. I grew up on a cattle operation in Missouri. She grew up on one in Kansas, and both very passionate about this industry, and it's more than just a job, it's a passion. She came on board in November, Mary did, and just outstanding, pure outstanding, and we love it. So it's a lot more than just a job. As you know, it's more than a job.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the media room at the Cattle Industry Convention, because it really seemed like you were trying extra hard to serve the media that were there, make sure that they got everything that they needed, which is why we couldn't do the interview out there, this interview I wanted to do out there, but you were busy taking care of the media and also turning out those press releases, just the two of you. But tell me about why you think having a really good media room is important for an event like that.
Because we want it covered. If they can't get access to people that they want to talk to sources, then they're not going to come. If we don't let people come in there and don't let people talk to people and don't create an atmosphere that is friendly for them and friendly for the people to come in and talk and get the information they need, then they're not going to come. The bottom line is we want the event covered. We want to get all the news out there that we possibly can, and our top goal is to serve these people. I love the ag journalists, from the farm broadcasters to the print guys and gals. They're great people, and we want to give them the best, and I hope we did that for them. I really do. Their feedback's important.
Yeah, and you did ask specifically for feedback to see if there's anything else more you can do. I think you ought to give a little credit to Marielle for sponsoring it. I know they've done it a lot, but really the importance of having a company like that sponsoring the media room is vital.
Absolutely. Yeah, Marielle, I don't know how many years. Again, this was my first rodeo, but I don't know how many years they've done it, but I know they've been a loyal sponsor of the media room for quite some time. Yeah, what great folks. Got a great chance to speak to representatives of theirs, and they're great people, down to earth, and see the value in this on their side and see the importance of it. So it's great, and I hope they continue that, and we look forward to working with them down the road as well. And then we also, of course, had the chance to give out three awards this year, Ag Journalist of the Year, State Affiliate Communications of the Year, as well as Breed Communications, Ohio Cattlemen's won, American Angus won, as well as Radio Oklahoma Network there with Ron Hayes. And we appreciate ZimCom, your crew, for sponsoring that. It's important to honor people for their outstanding work. That's the first time we ever did that, and that's a trend we're going to continue.
I know, and that is great. I can't even believe that this is actually the first time that you did that, because a lot of organizations do it. But it really is important, to, especially for the to encourage the organizations to get more involved in communications and to reward those journalists like Ron, who's been doing this for a long, long time, for their outstanding work, and because they not only inform your producers, but they also are getting in touch with consumers as well. So we really appreciate you doing that, and it was our pleasure, actually, to sponsor it, and we'll hope to do it again. Of course, that means that we can't win then, right?
Well, you know, I'm not much into bureaucracy, so we don't have strict ground rules on things around here.
But, well, anyway, I mean, there are a lot, and
kidding.
I'll just say there's a lot of people out there who really, in all, not just humility, but in all honesty, there are so many people. You had, like, what, 90 entries for that? And those were all nominated by your affiliate organizations out there. And that's over 90 people that were nominated that have been doing this for a long time. And those people that were there, Ron Hayes and Stuart Doan and all of the people that were there, Michelle.
Can't forget
Brooke.
Evan Slack. He's been at this convention for like more than 50 years, somebody said. I was like, what?
God love Evan, yes, and that's true. Yeah, I think Evan should win for sure. But there are people, and that's a great thing to make sure that we have those journalists that are recognized for the hard work they do, because that is a lot of hard work. How many media did you have? Do you know?
Man, I'd have to pull that up. It wasn't quite 100, but it was knocking on the door.
And that one day, the day that we had Carl Rove, that media room was just humming. And there were people, I know we had foreign broadcasters from all over there. I mentioned a few, but I know Michelle Rook was there. And also we had Southeast Agnet there, Randall Weissman. So you had, you know, covered pretty much the country out there.
Yeah, one lucky journalist actually got to have an exclusive with Carl. No one else got to do that, but Greg Akagi got to interview Carl, so that was great for him.
Right, and you actually put that on Beltway Beef, and we also put that on Ag Wired. And I know you are busy still. You didn't even take a day off after the convention, so I'm going to let you go right now, Mike, and we certainly appreciate your work, and we'll let everybody know that you're there if they need anything with the beef cattle industry, right?
Yes, indeed, Cindy. Thank you for taking the time to chat, and thank you for all your work and this team effort that we're all putting out there to advocate this industry. So appreciate it.
And that's our program for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to our sponsor once again, Growmark, for their support. We're ending the program today with a cattle-themed song from Music Alley, the PodSafe Music Network. It's called Cattle Swagger. It's by The Phantom Five. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.